Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your hump day installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 18th of March, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. So, did you order yourself a nice new TV? Maybe got a computer coming or something? You bought it off Amazon? You won't be the priority right now. In fact, a lot of people have actually been ordering medical and cleaning supplies. For you know the reason why. Amazon, because of the influx of these orders, has decided to prioritize those. Amazon's hoping to increase the supply of these goods by restricting which items its third-party vendors can actually send to warehouses. Meaning independent merchants will be unable to ship items other than medical supplies and household staples. Of course, by doing this strategy, they hope it will help the supply chain move a lot quicker and ship these products to customers. Acer users trying to get through for customer support and having a little problem? Well, this news takes it to my neck of the woods. Acer's told its customers that because of unplanned disruptions to Acer's contact center operations, which are located here in the Philippines, where this show is recorded from, they are working closely with the Philippine government and call centers so they can restore their call center operations as soon as possible. As for when they're going to be getting their call centers back online, they don't know yet. Although living locally, I can actually give you guys a little bit more information. As of this morning of doing this podcast, where Acer's call centers are actually located here in the Philippines, there was a case of COVID-19 in the building. They've actually evacuated the entire building so they can bring in the disinfectors. In fact, actually in the same building, CNN Philippines is actually located there. They're currently off the air until everything settles down. So Acer customers that are needing technical support via phone, you're just going to have to wait for a little while longer. Samsung is shutting down its PC to mobile gaming streaming. That's coming on March 27th. Kind of sucks if you're on home quarantine, doesn't it? Yes, Samsung did confirm this yesterday, though they didn't really give any reason why besides its internal policy changes, citing they hoped that the closure would more efficiently focus on its resources towards new products. More than likely, though, this probably has something to do with Samsung teaming up with Microsoft for game streaming. That's supposed to debut later this year. And finally, sorry, we're back to COVID-19 news and Facebook users. If you've been looking for coronavirus news on your Facebook feed, you might have noticed some things that say, no, this has been removed. In fact, Facebook's actually been blocking users from posting some legitimate news articles. Why is this happening? Well, apparently there's bugs in the spam filters. According to the vice president, they said that we're on top of this, saying that this is a bug in the anti-spam system. And it's actually unrelated to any changes in their content moderator workforce. They say they're currently in the process of fixing and bringing all these posts back, but it will take a little bit of time. Apparently, there's a lot of posts. Now, we do know that Facebook actually sent home content moderators yesterday, and a lot of people are saying, well, maybe this is why it's all happening. Nobody's there to monitor things anymore. According to Facebook, that's not the case. It's all in the software. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, we would love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. That's powered by TSO Host. They supply the bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network. If you need some bandwidth and great hosting, check them out today at tsohost.com. You can find us on Facebook, too. Hopefully, they won't hide our post as spam at British Tech Network. Of course, give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by our community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Thursday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Wednesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.